I would trust Jesus.
Yeah.
When you lie on me, I'm gonna trust Jesus.
Yeah.
When I have sickness in my body, and sometimes I don't even feel like praying, I'm gonna trust God and pray anyway.
Yeah, pray.
When people tell you that you can't do something, I'm gonna trust God when he tell me I can do it.
Yeah.
I trust God, I trust God, I trust God, I trust God.
Yeah.
And I tell everybody that I'll trust him. When all you see is trouble, trust in the Lord. And you know why I trust in him? Because he first loved me.
Yeah.
While I was still in sin, he loved me. He pulled me up out of sin.
Yes.
And he brought me to a place of comfort. He brought me to a place where I can breathe. Because
this has been Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ with Pastor Maurice Johnson. Johnson Temple is located at 200 Nona Street, Leesville. Service times are Sunday schools, 9:50 a.m., Sunday morning worship service, 11:15 a.m., Sunday evening worship, 7:45 p.m., Tuesday Bible study, 7:30 p.m., Friday night worship service, 7:30 p.m., prayer Monday through Friday, 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock a.m. Thank you for listening to Johnson Temple, Church of God in Christ.
Tell somebody, say, you stand.
It's gonna be all right.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria. The gospel is on the radio at 88.1. Call up somebody. Tell them it's going to be all right. KAYT. Got the gospel transmitting all day.
James Brodnick's Ministries presents the Master Key Program for disciplining your mind for good health, success, prosperity, and blessings. Apostle Brodnick will teach you biblical principles and proven techniques right out of the Word of God that will establish you into abundant living. The Bible tells us that God gave some apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. This ministry is designed to help you perfect your faith. Now, here is your host, Apostle Brodnick.
Hey, God bless you and greetings and an all-powerful blessing in healing name of Jesus. And we know that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. Yes, this is your friend and your apostle of prayer, James Brodnick, with a special blessing broadcast today. I pray that you call somebody, text somebody, email somebody, and tell them to tune in right now to 88.1, because this is a special blessing broadcast. And I want to give you a personal invite to get ready to meet us, all three powerful blessing services this weekend. Today at 12 noon, Sunday, 10:30 a.m., and a special blessing service at 6 p.m. Well, our special guest for these three blessing services is Apostle Clement from Lagos, Nigeria. And he's here. He's been with us ever since Wednesday, and he's been teaching on prayer strategies. And today is going to be powerful. You must meet us here. If you have loved ones that are bound, you're not quite understanding. You do all you can for them, but it seems like in life, they're just going backward instead of going forward. Listen, they need some deliverance. Maybe it's a marriage that you just can't figure it out. And you're doing all you can to try to make it work, but just seem like it's headed for that divorce court. But you want to save your marriage. Could it be spiritual warfare that's going on around you or against you that's causing things not to be right? Listen, friend, I believe the Bible. When the Bible says we are not wrestling, you better hear me, against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and rulers of darkness and spiritual wickedness in high places. Only the anointing can destroy that yoke. Listen, it's today at 12 noon, Sunday morning, powerful worship service at 10:30 a.m., Sunday evening at 6 p.m. But I'm going to step back from the mic and Apostle Clement from Lagos, Nigeria. And I tell you, I thank God for this man of God. He's been supporting my ministry here in the United States, there in Texas, and we've been supporting what he's doing there in Lagos, Nigeria. And we are just so happy to have him to visit with us at this time. Apostle, I know you're doing a great work over there in Lagos. And I'm just excited about what's going on in Lagos. I'm excited about the church, the buildings, the school. I'm just excited about how you feeding people there. You're really doing the real work of an apostle. And that's why we have no problem sending you money to do work over there, because we know you are doing the work. And you're carrying out the kingdom assignment. And we're happy for you to be here with us. Well, saints, listen, here is Apostle Clement from Lagos, Nigeria, to minister and to give you a personal invite to these three powerful blessing and healing services.
Amen. God bless you wherever you are. You are driving, you are in your home. Today happens to be the first day of July. The first day of July of 2023. And I thank God it's the second half of the year. God has something in stock for you. It is not by mistake that you are on this particular transmission this morning. As you are hearing it, it's for your purpose. God has planned something good for you. That is why you are online with us today. I want to share something with you that will carry you for the remaining part of this year. I see joy ahead of somebody. I see love. I see peace. I see prosperity, because our God is about to turn your story around. But this morning, when I came over down to this city, I have been praying over the city, and I can sense the stronghold of the enemy. Let me tell you, you might be a believer, but the enemy can still lay hold on you if you do not have and live according to the principle that will bring you out of bondage. And that is the reason why we are having these prayers this weekend by 12 o'clock, by tomorrow morning, and the same time also 6 o'clock Sunday evening. Wherever you are, I'm inviting you to attend this program. But today, I want to share with you something from the book of 1 Samuel. I will encourage you to read it entirely, but I'm going to take from just some little verses of it. I want to read from 1 Samuel chapter 6, from verse 1, perhaps to 5. It says, "And the ark of the Lord was in the country of the Philistines 7 months. And the Philistines called for the priests and the diviners, saying, what shall we do to the ark of the Lord? Tell us wherewith we shall send it to his place. And they said, if you send away the ark of the God of Israel, send it not empty, but in any wise return him a trespass offering. Then you shall be healed. And it shall be known to you why his hand is not removed from you. Then said they, what shall be the trespass offering? which we shall return to him. They answered, 5 golden emeralds, 5 golden mice, according to the numbers of the Lord of the Philistines. For one plague was on you all and on your lords. Wherefore, you shall make images of your emeralds and images of your mice that mar the land, and you shall give glory unto the God of Israel. Peradventure, he will lighten his hands from off you and from off your gods and from off your Lord. May God bless his words in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We just share a story briefly of an activity that happened some time ago. This is not just a fairy tale. This is a reality. Now, Israel is God's own people. Israel are God's chosen people. But now they went out for a war with their enemies. And their enemies defeated them. And they came back, they prayed, and they went back again for the war. And the enemies defeated them. And this time they felt, what we gonna do? Let us take the ark along with us to go for this particular war. And when they went for this particular war, the enemy summoned courage. And they came out in force and they defeated Israel and they captured the ark of God. Father, Lord, I pray as I share your word this morning, let it be for those that you have programmed to be delivered from every bondage and from every chain. I want you to think back. What problem are you under captivity? You might be under marital captivity. You might be under financial captivity. You might be under health captivity. Today, I am here to loose you from those chains that the enemy has brought upon you. Now, do not just sit there and say that, you know, there is nothing like that. There are a lot of things, because whatever you read in the word of God, they are yea and they are amen. Now, how can the people of God, how can they be defeated? People that God is standing with. And how can the ark of God be captured? If you go back to 1 Samuel chapter 5, the ark was captured and taken to the altar of Dagon. Hear me. Things might not be going well the way you think it's supposed to go. You might think that it is natural. I want you to know that there is a supernatural force that is in charge, that is holding you captive, that is captivating everything. Now, but why, how come they were able to capture the ark? It was because, not unbelief, but because of sin that was in the land. Waywardness that was in the land. When you cover your sin, you cannot prosper. And hear me, when we talk about sin, I want you to know that disobedience is sin. Unbelief is sin. And when you live a life of unbelief, a life of faithlessness, things can happen. Many things can happen. That was why Jesus said, how can you take over a strong man? You must first of all take authority over that particular strong man. I come against the powers, the spirits, the authorities, the principalities in the city of Alexandria. We bind them in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we declare this very hour, we come against every religious spirit. We come against every diviner. We come against witchcraft. We come against the powers of darkness. I bind them in the name of Jesus Christ. Now back to what I'm sharing with you. Because they were living in sin, the enemy was able to defeat them. But today, the first day of July, whatever sin that the enemy is using to accuse you. Jesus said,